What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another podcast. I am your host, and the main one you're going to be hearing mostly talk on this podcast. Of course, you know, your boy stay focused. And today, my topic that I was given is time versus money. I wonder how a couple of y'all feel about that, but you know, we can walk into the mindset of stay focused. Time versus money, to me, first thing offhand, it's like you can be wasting your time or you can be doing something to make money. Like, fellas, you can go out. You go out, hang with your boys, and end up being in a mean old 2K tournament out of nowhere. Y'all to chill, drink, smoke, whatever, yada yada. Now, out of nowhere, you'd have been playing 2K for 1 hour, then it's 2 hours, then it's 3 hours. Whole time, you can be doing something like to better finance yourself, or basically to make money. So you tell me, tab, that's your tab versus money. Oh, yes, do it vice versa. You got kids. And with your kids, you always working, but you missing the time that you got with your kids. Let that sink in. So now you missing the time. That's money versus time, kind of, sort of. And that's how, you know, this is coming straight off the top of my head. So basically what I'm saying is, man, it all depends on how you do it. Depends on what you do. If you wake up every morning and you go outside, you go chill at your boy crib to wait for that first blunt or something crazy to get sparked up, you wasting your time. Because for all that, you can be somewhere making money that you'd have been brought your own blunt. You could have been at McDonald's flipping them burgers, even though you know your pride is too good enough for you to be right there, or collecting them cans, or et cetera, et cetera. Whole time you just wasted your time, because you can. It's a lot of things that young people don't know, that some parents basically don't know how to teach them. That's what I'm saying, like, that's wasting your time. Or parents that you want to give your kids everything in the world, but you working 24/7, got them at the babysitter getting more time with your kids. So what you think you missing out on though? I mean, what type of things you think you're missing out with your kids? When they first fall, when they first get their cut and bruise. Man, I feel like I'm preaching to y'all tonight, man. It's currently nighttime where I'm at. So, I don't know. So, yeah, I feel like I'm preaching tonight to y'all, man. So, your time is, if I had to go, which one I'd say would be more important versus time versus money? I had to say time, because life live off of memories, and you need the time to make the memories. No matter how you look at everything, you have fun, money, it helps you have fun, it helps you do things you want to do in life, but you live off the memories though. Like, every time you sit down and have a conversation with people, you always go off the memories of something that happened. Yeah, you kind of might made that memory because of the money you had. But it most likely came with the time, though. Some of the best memories come free. The best times. So, yeah, honestly, I think that's what we're going to do for episode one. I ain't even gonna talk your head off. You know, honestly, I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna make more episodes of this time versus money. In case y'all do like this, just tune in. Go ahead, follow me. Shout out to Anchor once again for this amazing podcast platform, for this opportunity. Until next time, peace. Love y'all. Hey, what's up, man? Welcome back to another podcast. I know it's been a minute, you know. I got other hustles that I do, y'all. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. But when I get a chance, though, I do try to talk to y'all. But as I'm on the way home right now. It's currently like 4:07, I believe. But as I'm riding home, I had a topic I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about something like, I want to call it the art of hustle. And what I mean by that, I'm saying, hold on, y'all know I'm talking slow, but I'm tired. I'm trying to get my ass home and shit. But the art of hustle, like, far as your work ethic, how many streams of income that you have, and honestly, how you save the money. Now, yeah, say I'm gonna compare it like somebody that they went to school, they got their high school diploma, but didn't, you know what I'm saying, do the college thing, compared to somebody that actually has a college degree and, you know what I'm saying, all that good stuff, can actually come out having more hustle and driving them than the person that actually has a degree. What I mean by that is the person that goes to college, most of the time their mindset is plugged in, like, okay, I'm going to go get the, which is nothing wrong, I'm going to go get the degree, get a high paying ass job, and I'm set for life. That's true, but that's bad. I mean, it's true, but it's false at the same time. Because the person that didn't go to college but got that high school diploma, they mess around, got a high-paying job, might not be high-paying as the person with the degree, but they also got companies, you know, like brands and items that, like, they do online selling. That's what I should say. That online marketing can end up coming out way bigger, way more profitable than somebody that has a degree. For the simple fact, at any time that person with that degree, like right now, we're in a crisis, COVID. Honestly, regardless where you at, hospital or anything, at this point, they can lay your ass off and your degree wouldn't mean nothing. Nothing at all. And all the, you would get laid off because, you know, it's just capacity. You might not be one of the best ones there, and they might be like, all right, we're going to let them go and keep one of our top boom coons and shit. And just like that, your degree means nothing. But that person that's doing that online marketing, their items are still flowing the whole time. So it's like, the work ethic and the art of hustle is different to everybody. I guess what I'm getting to. Like, it's different and come in different ways and different forms. Don't ever knock anybody hustle. Like, that's another thing. Don't knock nobody else hustle, no matter if you got it more than them. If you don't, or if you got it more than them, however you want to say it. For the simple fact, at any point in time, the person who you think got less drive, less work ethic, then you can end up on top of you at any given time. Like, you never know what can happen to you the next day. Then out of nowhere, you looking at that person like, wow, what they doing is really still going, and now I'm stuck. That's what I mean, the art of hustle. Alright, it's compared to, this is another scenario. You got somebody that's been doing, like, they do labor type work. The labor work that they're doing is really not paying right now, but it could turn out to be all right side hustle. Just because it's not paying too much right now, you can't think too bad about it in the future. Especially if what you're doing is really not bringing in nothing either. Like, you're not getting no type of nothing, no type of no type of results. If you're doing this type of side hustle, if your side hustle not got done bringing in more income, more revenue, whatever you want to say to the next person's side hustle that you're trying to question, you shouldn't be saying nothing. Let's just keep it real. You shouldn't be saying nothing to that person. If anything, you should be trying to learn how that person doing what they do, how is they getting what they getting, so you can bring yours there, and then you can say something to that person. And that's just another form of the art of the hustle, like I've been trying to preach for how long I've been talking about. I say 6 minutes. This has been a 6 minutes talk so far. Hope y'all enjoying it. I'm in my bio link. Let me talk about that while I get a chance. For now on, my bio link for anybody to hit this specific podcast, I will have Stay Focused Clothing. The store is open. Items get uploaded randomly. Like, there is no drop date on the item. You have to stay up on the website yourself. Yes, I might post it on some of my social media accounts, but until the models come and I can start putting the clothes and stuff on the models, I really won't be posting it. So y'all have to stay up on the website in case you check that out. Like I said, I will keep that in my bio. What else? I think that's it, y'all. I'm gonna cut this one off right here. I hope y'all, if I ain't get too deep to y'all, I hope y'all like got an understanding like what I really mean, like with this art of hustle thing, far as like what people got, don't knock the next person, don't like be positive as much as you can to a person, because you never know really what they going to, y'all. You never really know how what they telling you. You never really know how it's affecting them, and that's just a principle thing, a respect thing. Friends, no friends, family, no family. However you want to say it. At this point in time, man, like the world is beyond crazy. People die every day. Most people die every day. The streets is crazy. We trying to preach some type of positivity into these kids. You can't stop how some people turn out. Like, some people just have to live that life, but that's how they gotta make it. I'm not knocking it at all. But the more OGs we got, the more older heads we got, the more, you know, I said older people that we got that can talk to these younger heads, spread the word out, give them hope, the less the chance we got is the next young kid being on the news. And that's what I mean by stay focused, y'all, man. But I ain't gonna talk your head off no more, man. Look, I ain't gonna talk your head off no more. Like I always say, if you don't know, now you know. I'm your boy, Stay Focused, man. I'm out this bitch, I ain't gonna lie, y'all. I'm tired, I'm dry as a bitch. I can't wait to get to the goddamn crib, man. Y'all have a good one, man. Be blessed.